Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. The Art of Effective Teaching. Balance different learning needs, communicate with clarity, motivate, engage, and empower. Written by Gunnar Stevenson, narrated by Russell Newton. Back when I was just starting out as an assistant professor, I made a pretty significant error on the syllabus for the course I was teaching. I had arranged the course grading in a way that students earned points for each assignment, and at the end of the semester, everyone would receive a letter grade based on how many points they'd earned. Math has never been my strong suit, and I don't pretend to find complicated formulas and equations easy. Making this confession to you as a former engineer requires some courage. The truth is, I should have caught this very simple addition error on my syllabus. Somehow, I had so many assignments and quizzes, students were able to acquire enough points prior to the end of term to earn A's and B's for the course without completing the final examination. Some exceptional students had even been able to stop completing assignments altogether in the final month of the semester. As a result of my calculation error, many students who crossed the threshold of the grade they wanted stopped coming to class, so attendance in my course dwindled. There were fewer and fewer students each class period, and only those students who struggled and still needed points to get an A would come. For the final test, only the worst performers showed up. If I'm trying to be an optimist here, I could argue that due to this error, I could devote more time to the low-performing students, but the reality was, losing out on the brighter students driving much of the in-class participation had a major negative impact. Class sessions really benefited from participation from both high and low-achieving groups of students. It was clear that the misjudgment in grading calculation was mine, and that I had created more assignments for my class but not gone back to the points required to earn a particular letter grade and adjusted those numbers accordingly. I learned a lesson thanks to this experience. Ever since then, I double and triple check my syllabi to ensure I didn't lose half the class at the end of a semester and docked points for students who missed class. This was the beginning of an ongoing list of information I've learned over my many years of teaching, but not the last. Over time, my list of notes became a resource I used many times during my career and essentially self-taught myself how to teach effectively. That ominous semester, I learned another important lesson. My classes were not interesting and engaging enough for my students to attend them, despite already earning a top grade. There was work to be done in that department, too. What did I do wrong? How could I make my classes more captivating? How could I trigger passion in the hearts of my students about a subject they didn't naturally feel strongly about? To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.